Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I just wanted to say this is the greatest show the Kansas City's ever had.
I don't know about that. I remember the old Mike Murphy days.
I can hear the couple fighting right next door. Their angry words sound clear the eastern walls. Around midnight I heard them shout, unfaithful one.
All right, welcome back.
And I knew right then the
axe. And it's good to be with you guys. Jamie Monticelli filling in this hour for Dana Wright. She's back tomorrow. Michael Mackey will make his return at 4 o'clock, or maybe 4:30. We don't know.
Is he not predictable on when he gets in or what?
Fashionably late is how he likes to describe himself. Okay. Listen to this. Nearly one in three new stores opening in the United States is a fill in the blank. Wait for it. Dollar General.
Fascinating. Yes.
Three dollar store chains will make up almost, wow, listen to this. $3 store chains will make up almost half of all the new stores opening up in the United States this year, a reflection of the dollar store sector's outsized growth in the retail industry as other chains close shops and others, quite frankly, stop building. About 45% of the 3,600 store openings that large retail chains in the United States have announced so far are for Dollar General and Family Dollar.
Which one's the one that actually sells things for a dollar? Because I know that most of them
Dollar Tree.
Don't.
Is it Dollar Tree?
Dollar Tree. Yep. I had to get an education in this one day because I didn't know.
What?
Yeah, it's Dollar Tree.
What prompted said education?
We talked about this story and asked a bunch of questions, and I didn't remember which was which.
So how do they call themselves the dollar store or the dollar whatever? I mean, I guess you're not required
dollar
to.
Dollar General.
Dollar General. Generally a dollar. Mm-hmm.
But yep. Generally not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or two or three or four.
So these, like mini-sized Walmarts, which is what they are. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are. They're like strip mall Walmarts. And nothing against them. I've been to a Dollar General before. I mean, if you're looking for the finest Chinese-made products, you will find it there.
Or cleaning supplies is what I go for. Stuff like that. Cleaning supplies or Tupperware, like cheap Tupperware containers or greeting cards or wrapping paper. Stuff like that where the quality doesn't matter as much.
Hand towels that you know you're going to fly through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is not normal. I think I'm no economist. I'm just a dumb kid from Lansing. But when half of the stores in the country, half of the new stores opening in this country are either a Dollar General, a Family Dollar, or a Dollar Tree, what does that say? Is that a bad thing? I don't know. I'm asking because I'm dumb. Is that bad?
So I have questions about do we have people shopping in these stores who pre-pandemic were not shopping there? Has it become more hip and cool for higher income people in society to shop at dollar stores? And I don't know the answer to that. Or in the economic downturn, did you just have more of a demand because people were out of work? And the owners of those stores think that demand is going to stay. I also wonder where they're building those stores, because isn't it Dollar General that gets criticized sometimes for being on the edge of small communities, and it ends up being the only source of groceries in town, and it's so cheap that other grocery stores can't come in?
I believe that is
I think
correct.
It's Dollar General.
I believe that's correct. Yeah, somebody writes
so
in.
So where are they going?
Yeah, somebody writes in, 9445 says, any small town always, always has two things, a Casey's and a Dollar General. They are popping up everywhere. All right. They're putting a Dollar General in literally every small town in America.
Should we be concerned at all if that's where people are getting their groceries?
Why?
And not from actual grocery stores? Should we somehow be encouraging grocery stores to open instead?
Well, you said the same thing about Walmart, though, when Walmart started taking over the country.
True.
And have they not?
True.
Yeah, more or less they have.
I mean, everybody hates Walmart in their neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
But man,
go to Walmart.
Dude, as long as that Walmart is in somebody else's neighborhood, I am going to it. But don't you dare put a Walmart in my neighborhood. Seriously. I'm telling
you. Or Dollar General?
Or Dollar General, yeah. The only people in all of Kansas City that love Walmart being in their neighborhood. Do you know where they are?
No, no idea.
Anyone? There is one small community that loves their Walmart and does not want it to leave. Roland Park.
Yes.
They.
Yes. As we have witnessed the fight between Mission and Roland Park over who gets to have the Walmart the last 15 years.
And I lived in Roland Park during that fight. And we did not want to lose that Walmart. We wanted to keep that for everything it was worth. But I don't know, Jamie. You ask a good question. I mean, so what? Dollar General's opening in every small town in America. Is that a bad thing?
Again, the only criticism is that they don't have produce.
Well,
and they take up relatively small footprints. It's like 12,000 square feet. It's significantly smaller than a Walmart or Target.
They get a lot of stuff in that 1,200 square feet, though.
There are dollar stores in California that have produce and protein and things like that called 99 cents everything.
And I'm telling you right now, if people wanted produce, they would sell produce.
Yes.
That's not a reflection on Dollar General. That's a reflection on their clientele.
But could they sell it for a dollar? That's the thing you commit yourself to when you call yourself Dollar General or Dollar Tree or Family Dollar, is that can you consistently sell those things in that price range? And I think that's the problem. Look at strawberries. Look at the conversation we just had about prices going up on things.
Well, you can sell strawberries for a dollar. You just got to put them in a smaller carton.
True.
And then they're a dollar.
Or eat the cost somehow.
Dollar per strawberry. Because that's what they're going for, man. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah. Per ounce.
576-7798. Dollar stores only have about 3 employees per shift, right? It's in 1202. It is super low labor.
Aldi's the same way. Because there was a story out that we're getting more Aldi here too. More Aldi stores. Same thing. You greatly reduce the number of people that you need working in a store, and that's how they can charge such low prices.
But I'm telling you, every time we do a story like this, let's make sure that we direct, if there is blame, let us make sure that we direct it in the proper place. The blame does not fall on Dollar General any more than it falls on Walmart in communities where a Walmart goes up. Walmart does not just say, well, you know, that corner looks pretty good. There is mountains and mountains of research that go into opening a Walmart. And I presume Dollar General doesn't do mountains and mountains, but they do mountains of research. Will they be acceptable in that community? And even though we hear a lot of people say, well, we don't want it. We don't want that Walmart here, or we don't want that Dollar General. That's just going to drive out the local grocery store. That's true, but the blame falls squarely on those of you who keep it alive, and that is all of you.
I don't mean to sound like a snob, but is there a Dollar Tree or Dollar General in Leawood? Or in, I don't know what the other higher income suburbs are. I don't want to, but you know what I mean? Do we have those stores in areas where people don't necessarily need to shop there, but choose to?
In regards to Leawood, I don't know the answer. Here's what I will say about Leawood, because I do visit and frequent a church there quite often. So I do drive into Leawood quite a bit. I have never seen a McDonald's in Leawood. I have on the opposite side of state line. And in all of my travels through Leawood, I have seen one gas station. But there are three on the other side of state line in Kansas City, Missouri, right on State Line Road. I have seen one gas station, and it's on 135th, just east of Church of the Resurrection. One gas station is all I've ever seen in Leawood.
Then I need a better example that's more deeply rooted on one side of the state line or the other, where you're going to have a higher income neighborhood. Is there a dollar? That's fascinating about the gas station, by the way.
And I've
they'll just lose your business to the other side of the state line, happily.
576-7798, and I've never seen a McDonald's. There's a McDonald's on State Line Road, right across the street from Leawood. There's a McDonald's. There's a Chipotle. There's a Walmart on the other side of State Line Road. Everything you want is on the other side of State Line.
Corinth Square has a lot of those things as well, though, and that's in Leawood, I think.
I thought that was in...
Or is that Mission?
I thought that was Prairie Village.
Prairie Village.
576-7798. Jamie Monticelli filling in for Dana Wright, Sam Stevie the Third. I'm Scott here on KMBZ.
You're a rich girl and you're gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the
Yeah, great point here on the text line from 9444.
But it's gone too far.
Regarding, we were talking about the half of all new store openings in the United States in 2021. Half of all new store openings will be either a Dollar General, Family Tree. What's the other one?
Family Dollar or Dollar Tree.
Family Dollar.
Family Dollar or Dollar Tree. Yeah, thank you. The $3 stores in America will comprise 50% of all new business openings in the United States in the year 2021. And we were talking about how Dollar General, Family Dollar, Dollar Tree, whatever, are sort of like little mini Walmarts. Mm-hmm. You shop there, but man, you don't want one in your neighborhood. And we were comparing that to, you know, Walmarts popping up from time to time in neighborhoods, and everybody fights against it until it's finished being built, and then you can't wait to get in there. And 9444 writes, great example of this is the Western Shawnee Walmart, which is basically Johnson Drive and K7, okay? I know this because the house that Kelly and I just bought is near there, very near. Great example of this is the Western Shawnee Walmart, writes 9444. The people there threw a fit when it was being built, and now they shop there like crazy. They even call the old Walmart on Shawnee Mission Parkway the bad Walmart. And that's true. That's true.
Yeah. So one of my, I know we have jammed phone lines. One of my questions is, where does the higher demand for these three stores come from? What makes them think they can support so many new stores? Who's shopping there?
And by the way, I stand corrected. There is a McDonald's in Leawood. The text line is exploding.
Holy cow.
It is at 119th and Row. I am sorry. I forgot.
75 people knew it.
I forgot about the McDonald's at 119th and Row, which, yes, is in Leawood. Aaron. Hello.
Hey, you guys. So I can give you a little inside baseball on the old Dollar General.
Right.
I used to work for a refrigeration company that did grocery stores and whatnot. So Dollar Generals, about 3 years ago, they wanted to put in 2,500 stores in the United States. And the reason being is this thing called a food desert. All these big grocery stores come in, they suck up all the mom and pops and put them out of business. And then the big grocery stores go out of business. So now you've got, you know, where you're driving so far to get your groceries and whatnot in Dollar Generals, and Aldi both go, hey, we can fill that niche. And so they're mainly going in rural areas or urban areas where you don't have big grocery stores. And so their niche, which Dollar General is not a dollar store as much as the Dollar Tree and Family Dollar. Dollar General is the price is around a dollar or $2 or, you know, so on and so on. My wife bought a shirt there this weekend that was $16. So, you know, it's not just a discount store, but they do sell stuff in odd sizes. Like, you know, if you were going to buy a dozen eggs at Walmart, they'll sell you 6 eggs, you know, just smaller packaging and whatnot. They also have what they call wet walls, where they do have produce. Holden, Missouri has one, I know for sure. But, you know, 5 miles away at the next Dollar General, it does not have a wet wall. We're getting fresh produce. And
whoa, hang on, man. You're burying the lead. Why do they call it a wet wall?
Because it's sprayed vegetables with water.
Oh, I see.
That's the equipment name for them. But they have companies like CNH Produce, and I'm not saying CNH Produce goes to Dollar General, but companies like them, you know, local produce companies that come and stock the produce for them. So Dollar General really doesn't handle that part as much. So, and then with technology and stocking and whatnot, they do only have 3 or 4 employees. They leave stuff piled everywhere, so they're always a mess, but they change stuff out so quick. Every season, they basically throw half the store away or ship it out or sell it at a discount and bring all new stuff in. So the stores are constantly revolving.
All right, man. Hey, Aaron, good to hear your voice. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Yep.
All right, be well. From the text
good
line.
Good information.
And you, here's a small town, Polo, Missouri. That's a small town for sure. Polo, Missouri, Dollar General has groceries and produce. All small towns have a Casey's and a Dollar General. I am so glad. Right, it's 1981.
I mean, it gives you something. It's better than having nothing, I guess. And it sounds like they're low overhead, so they're cheap to put up.
Well, and I wonder if in those smaller towns, you know, your King City, your Polo, Missouri, you name it, could a little mom and pop grocery store, you know, the local IGA, could they even survive anymore? In a small town. You know, by that I mean population 1,000 or so. Could your local IGA even survive these days? You know, Tom's IGA. Well, is that a thing of the past from like the 1950s and 60s? And now Tom's IGA is just called the Dollar General? 576-7798. We'll get to more of your calls, your comments in just a moment. Jamie Monticelli filling in for Dana Wright here on KMBZ. From the Guardian newspaper in England. I love the writing on this story. In the latest celebrity attempt to prove they had it just as hard as normal people in the pandemic, Gwyneth Paltrow has admitted that she was driven to extremes during quarantine. Things got dark. She admitted to drinking as many as 2 cocktails a night.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. And even, this is the best part, and even sometimes eating bread and pasta.
Wow.
Gwyneth Paltrow is today's most unliked person in the world.
God. A lot of days.
Man.
Why do I know that she's bringing a Goop? Goop is her brand, right? She's doing a cruise.
I have no idea what. I don't even know what Goop is. Is that like a makeup or something? Because that sounds like something you'd put on your face. What's on it? Goop?
Yeah, and she's been criticized a lot for making some false claims about what her products can do. So, there's a Goop magazine too, I think. I need to stop. I know way too much.
Wow. Well, no. Let's peel this onion here. Back just a little bit. Goop, like G-O-O-P?
It is deemed as a modern lifestyle brand.
Well, what the hell does that mean? Modern lifestyle brand. Brand of what?
I'll charge you 250% for this $5 product, and you'll feel good about it because you bought it from Goop.
Skincare, hair care, makeup, personal care, bath and body.
Wait. Why would you put anything on your face called Goop? Goop.
Oh, man. I'm sure it's, yeah, cheap too. Let's see. Let's see what we got here under beauty, skincare. I'm going to bet the cheapest thing here is $100. Oh, they don't put the prices on. Well, that's not a good sign.
Should we have to?
Oh, $58 for lotion.
Whoa, hell, for lotion, that's a bargain.
Yeah, overnight peel for $125.
Yeah, I just put this shea butter hand cream on my hand that my daughter gave me. She got it at, I'm not kidding, she got it at the Dollar General. It smells like strawberries. It's very lovely.
She can give you advice on here. She's got all kinds of advice if you want it.
Oh.
Health?
Didn't she also have the candle
Parenthood?
That was said to smell?
Yes, Sam. Thank you. Thank you very much, Sam.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
smell
she
like
did
what,
have,
Sam?
Well, you know.
I don't need to finish that, do I?
She had a very...
I don't quite remember. Not everybody knows that story.
It was an intimate scented candle.
Yes.
Thank you, Sam. You are now in timeout for 5 minutes.
Good memory.
Probably bought it.
Oh, man.
JD in Overland Park. Hello, JD.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you, man.
Hi.
No, you're talking about Dollar Tree and Dollar General. I've owned those stocks for a while, and they're some of the best stocks I've ever owned.
What did you get in at?
You know, today, Dollar Tree's at 116. I probably got in around 40. And, you know, it's been a few years ago. But, you know, Dollar General trades at 221, so...
Wait. You're on Dollar Tree?
Yeah, Dollar Tree is like I think it's trading today at 116.
Yeah, 116.
So, and I probably got in probably around 40.
Well, you would have gotten in probably around the lowest it has here on the 5-year trend is $66 back in the summer of 2017.
Yeah, it was before then.
Okay.
So, but yeah, I mean, they're great companies, but yeah, I think Jamie hit it on the head for a cleaning product at Dollar Tree. I mean, I'm in South OP and we have one on 151st Street for cleaning products and for like deodorant and toothpaste, you know, I can go in there and spend $1 and go to Walmart, you know, down the street and spend $4 on the same thing.
Man, you should have gotten in like 2003. It was $8 a share in 2003, and now it's 100. It's closing at 116 today.
Yeah, and I think they reported like $6.7 billion in revenues last year.
Do you shop there or just invest with them?
Oh, I shop there.
Why that one out of the three stores? Why is that the one you picked?
It's right down the street from me.
Okay.
I have no idea where Dollar General is around here.
I'm a dimp.
But I know back in my hometown, they got a Dollar General about 5 or 6 years ago, and it was like, I mean, I'm surprised they didn't throw a parade for it. You know, it's a small town, 1,700 people. It's got a Casey's. It's got a Dollar General.
Doesn't every small town nowadays, though?
Yeah, and they're 7 miles away from a Walmart. So,
all right, man. Hey, JD, do appreciate the call. Thank you for it. Story here from the Washington Post. Jamie brought this one to my attention a few minutes ago. The Florida principal who was caught on camera paddling a first grade student in front of her mother will not face any criminal charges, according to the Attorney General's office in Florida. Deputy Chief Assistant State Attorney Abraham Thornburg releasing a 3-page memo stating that Central Elementary School Principal Melissa Carter did not commit any crimes when she paddled a 6-year-old student 3 times on her buttocks in front of her mother last month. Florida law is clear. Spankings do not equal child abuse, Thornburg wrote in his memo, adding that as a parent, the girl's mother had the right to consent to others disciplining her child on her behalf. He also questioned the credibility of the mother, whom he described as uncooperative in the investigation. The case gained national attention last week when video surfaced of Melissa Carter, age 37, paddling Rivera's crying child with the help of a school clerk in front of mom, who recorded the incident on her cell phone. Rivera then went to authorities the next day to report the incident, triggering the investigation. And this kick-started a conversation on the show last week, Jamie. There are states, there are states where corporal punishment is legal. Kansas and Missouri, by the way, being some of those, I think 19 states is what we looked up, Sam, if I'm not mistaken. You're out of timeout. You're welcome to. I was kidding. Was it 19 states that still have corporal punishment or something?
That is correct, as I have returned from the stare.
But what ends up happening is that local school districts end up saying, well, we're not going to allow it in this district. And so that's why you never hear your kid coming home saying that they've been paddled or swatted, is because I can't think of a single district around here that allows it. Very common in Texas. I was swatted in school in Texas. But I believe in the school district in Florida where this paddling occurred, spanking is not permissible punishment. However,
that's true.
A school district policy is not law.
Correct. Yeah, no, you got every detail of that correct, which is I had trouble with the detail of that, that how is it possible that she's not being charged with a crime if the school district says we don't allow it? Because what's to stop someone? That sets a bad precedent to me. If you're in Kansas where we allow corporal punishment and the Blue Valley School District doesn't allow it, but you know you're not going to be charged, what's to stop a principal from doing it anyway?
A job.
Maybe you're going to get fired, but you're not going to get criminally charged.
No, you're not. And keep in mind, and the Attorney General's office is actually right on this one. And I did think, and I don't have a problem, as long as the parent signs off on corporal punishment on their child at the beginning of the year and the school district allows it as a policy, then I don't have a problem with corporal punishment. I'm not so sure that I would sign off on letting my kid get swatted, but if parents think that that's okay for their kid, if the teacher paddles their kid, fine. That's none of my business.
Well, and while they might not be able to get charged criminally, the parents could file a lawsuit for civil charges for abuse of their child.
True.
But the mom
witnessed it.
This is so complicated because she consented, kind of. Now, I know she said that she didn't know if it was allowed. She didn't know if the school district had authority, and that's why she said she recorded it. Part of their argument was mom, by videotaping, consented to it being done. So can she still file a lawsuit if she recorded the whole thing? Does that imply consent?
Well, and what do you mean she didn't? And I'm not questioning you. I'm just questioning the mom here. What do you mean you didn't know if they had the authority to paddle your kid? You're the parent and you're right there. If you don't want your kid paddled, you stand up and say, not today.
Yeah.
You're not. Yeah. I don't care if you legally have the right to paddle my kid. You're not paddling my kid. And by the way, again, let me preface all this by saying if the parent signs off and it's district policy to allow it, fine. I don't have a problem with it. But what this principal did to this six-year-old girl is not swatting. That is not. You can't watch this video and tell me that that is corporal punishment as it's designed.
There was anger behind those swings.
Yeah, there was.
And it was what I said earlier was I don't support corporal punishment. I was not spanked as a kid. I turned out fine. In taking child psychology, I have just a lot of opinions about not liking corporal punishment. But you parent the way that you want to parent. I'm not my place to tell you. What I didn't like about this video and about this audio was, for sure, if you're going to use any kind of punishment or any kind of discipline on a kid, they need to be clear about why it's being done. And it was confusing to me that they kept saying to her things like, well, are you going to be nice to your mom at home? They kept bringing her mom at home into it. And I thought the reason she was being punished was because of doing damage to the computers. Mm-hmm. And so if I'm a six-year-old, I don't understand why this is being done to me.
Yeah. And I think it was Sam who said there was some anger in those swats. There was. Mm-hmm. And that is not, I don't care who you are, if you're anti-corporal punishment, pro-corporal punishment, it means nothing in this debate in this regard.
Right.
If you are meting out swats to a student for breaking the rules, you have to check your anger at the door. The SWAT is a punishment for behavior. It's not a payback for an affront that you think was afforded to you. It's just not. And when you use that paddle, not as a means of punishment, but more as a weapon, which is what you can't watch this video and not think this principal didn't use that paddle as a weapon. You can't.
It walks right up to the line of aggravated assault.
Yeah.
Is a paddle the norm?
Yes.
For something like that?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. 576-7798. 576-7798. Jamie Monticelli, very generous with her time today, filling in today for Dana Wright. Sam Stevie, I'm Scott, here on KMBZ.
1, 2. The sky is crying.
Oh, yes, please. Yes, please.
Can you see the tears roll down the street?
Mm. That's baby making music right there. That's
the sky is crying.
Mm. Well, really for that, isn't it?
Well, is it? All right, welcome back. We're talking about the principal down in Florida, public school, who swatted that six-year-old girl. You've probably seen the video. It was on the news last week. The attorney general's office in Florida saying no charges will be brought. And it is the right decision, not because that paddling wasn't way too much, but because it's not against the law in the state of Florida to swat kids in school. It was against that district's policy. The principal may very well pay for that swatting with her job, which I found strange, Jamie Monticelli. In the video, it's against district policy, yet she had the paddle.
That's a good point, making you wonder if she had done this before.
I'm assuming that the kid didn't screw up the computer or whatever, and the teacher ran out and just went to the paddle store and bought a paddle and came
Have
back
you
to
seen the price of lumber.
Well, that's true. Maybe that's why the teacher that maybe that's why she was so mad when she had to pay like $50 for that little paddle and took it out on that girl's behind. But she obviously had the paddle in school in a district where paddling is forbidden.
Unless, I mean, is it a new policy? Did they only recently ban it in the school district? Had it been allowed for a while? Has that principal been there a really long time?
No, she's 37.
She was 38.
37.
37, yep. Yeah. So there goes that theory.
Nick in Clay Como. What's up, man?
Hey, Scott. I just wanted to call in, and I heard the conversation last week. I seen the video about, whatever, 10 seconds of it. And I, a little background, I was abused as a kid. My dad whooped us with belts, hands, then like extension cords and hangers, and it increased until I moved out at 18. We actually got into a physical fight, and I decided I was going to move out. Anyway, I tell you that because I'm against corporal punishment. I've spanked my kids before, but I don't use any kind of paddle or belt or anything like that. And once that stops working, nothing works. But like I said, I watched the video, and I noticed that you guys said that you said there was anger behind those swings when she did that. And I don't see that. And I'm kind of wondering if it's me and I'm messed up. Because, how else do you swat a child? I mean, she hit her with one, and then the girl went to put her hands back. She said, move your hands. And then she hit her two more times real quick.
Yep.
And there wasn't any cursing involved. There wasn't any demeaning, none of that. So I was interested where you saw the anger.
In the SWAT itself. You have to keep in mind that she's not swatting a 13-year-old girl or a 10-year-old boy. This is a 6-year-old first grader.
Right.
And she is literally beating her with that paddle. Beating her.
See the way I see it, and I'm not saying I'm right at all, but the way I saw three spanks, and that was it. And I didn't think they were excessively hard. I when you go to spank a child, you want to get their attention. That's the purpose.
All right, man. All right. Glad we got you in. Hey, Jamie, thank you so much for your time. Really do appreciate
You're welcome
it.
Anytime.
Always good to have you on. News is next, and then we will get Michael Mackey in here sometime soon. Of course, he's always fashionably late. He is Michael Mackey. from MichaelMackey.com. Jamie Monticelli, do appreciate your time. Thank you. You're always so generous with it. News is next here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.